What up, my brothers? Welcome to the Brocast. Catch us for a new episode every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Enjoy the show.
Wow, wow, chicka, wow, wow.
Don't do that again, bro. We've already done it once. We've restarted
because
of that. You're not in the ghetto. Get out of the ghetto. Get out of the ghetto.
Get
out of the ghetto.
This episode is sponsored by Lemon Flavored Sips.
We're cutting that. They can have that in if they want us, if they want to pay for it, mate. There's no free promo. Bro, are you a driving billboard like someone I know?
I'm pretty sure this company probably doesn't even exist officially.
It does, because it's from Melbourne.
Well, you know what? Maybe we should hit them up.
They're not gonna
give us a sponsorship.
Let's do like a promo, okay? Ready? Let's pretend.
You said we weren't gonna.
No, not for them, but. Oh, actually, we'll do it for them. We'll do like a trial, okay? You know how.
Neil found it.
Oh, Neil's got a laptop.
Ready? I'll read from it and make it sound like an advert. Ready?
Okay.
We've done an advert before, so I'm gonna use my sound.
When have we done an advert before?
For the car detailing business.
No, right. Let's do one. Pretend we have a brand deal, all right? Because we gotta.
Okay, ready? Pretend. We're gonna practice for you guys, so then you can see what it's like to.
Listen to a podcast where it's...
Get the podcast to promote
your
stuff. So, this episode is sponsored by Sips. Sparkling water with classic fruit flavors. What are some classic fruit flavors you crave, Noel? Raspberry. Like some
raspberry, lemon, lime. Lemon and lime together. Apple. No.
No. You know what I saw when I was walking in with the Sips, right?
Yep.
They had passion fruit.
I was like, passion fruit? Damn.
That shit could slap.
Does that come with the little rock thingies in it as well?
I don't think they put the seeds in there. But I don't know why you call them rock thingies. It's a bit concerning. Seeds. And it has a native Australian botanical twist. And sipping on it right now.
What are the feelings you're getting?
It really tastes like summer. Does it? It really does. It really tastes like summer.
Feels like summer. You know when I think of that brand, what's it called?
Yeah, Sips.
Sips. When I think of Sips, I think about happy memories. I think about good times. And I think about the weekend.
Yeah.
Now, today's Tuesday. So you've got what, 4 days? You've got 4 days to go down to the shops... And buy Sips.
Well, no, honestly, there's no better...
On the weekend?
There's no better drink to have that reminds you of the weekend during a weekday.
Yeah.
You want to be reminded of the weekend, you know?
Yeah.
Well, anyways, we're not sponsored by this company, so we're kind of doing free promo for them. Not going to lie, I quite like it, though.
You do?
I quite like it. I was going to go down and get the sparkling coconut water. They didn't have any, so I grabbed this, bro.
They have pineapple.
I rate it.
Pineapple!
Pineapple.
You know what pineapple does?
Oh, yeah, bro.
Pineapple actually makes something taste better.
If you want to up your game, have some pineapple.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's move on to the main program. Nolan, what have you got planned for us this very merry day?
Fuck all.
Nothing.
I haven't planned anything for you.
Well, then we should just call it now.
Yeah.
And cancel the
Thank pod. You for listening.
Thank you for listening,
This
guys.
Has been the Brocast. Actually, no, we haven't done our introduction yet.
Yeah, well, welcome, guys.
Hello and welcome to the Making Waves Podcast season. There's no season.
It's not the Making Waves Podcast, buddy.
Oh, yeah, it's the Brocast.
You just said it was the Brocast.
The Brocast.
And there's no season. There's just no season. Number two. Brocast number two.
Wait, why is there no season?
We're not doing seasons.
We've
gone straight... Because all the pros, they don't do seasons.
You consider yourself a pro.
Yeah. Yeah. We've moved on to pro status.
Okay.
Buddy, do you brush your teeth?
Yeah, I do. Why?
Okay.
Bro, what's that question?
Anyways, move on.
Do you wash your hair?
No.
I can tell.
Yeah, I know.
Do you shave?
Anyways, can we move on? Yeah, I do.
Really?
Bro, don't get me started on shaving, bro. This guy yesterday, not yesterday, on the weekend, this guy gets... I've been telling him to shave for like 2 weeks, right? So when he actually does go to shave, instead of using the electric shaver to get rid of most of it. He doesn't. He skips that step because he thinks he's too good for that step.
I am too good for that
and
step.
And then he goes straight for the blade, bro. That is the dumbest mistake you ever make. Because the blade isn't going to get the long hairs. This guy just keeps going in the same spot to get all the long hairs. Dude, he comes out looking like he's got a red beard.
Yeah. I did. I was wearing a beard. All right, let's get started. This bullshit thing that Killian started this episode is honestly shit. Let's start with Mother Sue's toy company, Mattel, over porn website printed on wicked doll packaging.
You gave us no context there. What are we starting on?
Oddity news stories, man.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for letting us know you were starting on oddity news stories, buddy.
You're welcome.
Anyways, continue.
Why would I have to let people know? You should already know.
I didn't know. Normally, you let me know. Yeah.
Why should you get the privilege of knowing?
Bro, don't be complicated. Give me a right. story.
Oddity news stories of the week.
Yeah.
Mother Sue's toy company, Mattel, over porn website printed on wicked doll packaging.
What? Wait, so you're telling me that Mattel, company so that makes the Barbie dolls...
So what they did, right? A mother saw her daughter scan a QR code, which was on the packaging, right?
Oh, a mother. I thought you meant the mother store.
No.
Yeah.
Mother saw.
You said it too fast.
Okay, well, she saw her daughter scan a QR code, right? That was supposed to be for the movie Wicked, right? Mm-hmm. But that QR code actually led to an inappropriate website.
So someone just fucked up. Someone fucked up.
Or someone pranked. Although it's not April, so I don't know why they did it.
They fucked up. It's a mistake. 100%.
How could you fuck up that bad, though?
Someone must have been clearing his browser history at Mattel, and he's like... And the boss is like, yo, send me the link that we're going to put on the QR code for the Barbie dolls. And then he's like, yo, okay, sure. Accidentally copies and pastes the porn website and gives it to the boss instead of the...
Yeah, but surely you check before you sell it.
Yeah, I think it's just poor.
Why would you not check before you sell a product like that to kids?
It's just poor.
Hmm? What?
QR code in the store.
How do you swap the QR code?
Well, they can just put a sticker on top of it.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
But why would you do that to kids?
Anyone can do it, though.
Have you seen these YouTube channels? The pranks they do?
Name one.
Name one prank. Bro, don't you watch Misfit Minds?
Yeah.
The pranks they do are pretty rogue.
Yeah, I saw the last one. They put V8 juice... Like, you know the juice, V8 juice? They put that in a car and call the guy to go.
Yeah, that's pretty rogue.
Yeah.
I mean, not as rogue as getting children on illicit websites.
They were going to be on it. They were bound to be on it one day, so why not just...
I think...
skip the process. That's
really shit reasoning, bro.
Well, I mean, it's true.
That kind of reasoning gets you in jail.
What? Does it?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't say it.
That kind of reasoning gets you incarcerated, buddy.
All right. Next one. Cat wriggles through a drain pipe, but with less than perfect results.
So, that was a pun. But, is there a photo of this cat?
Yes, there is actually.
I want to see a photo of this cat.
Is it the cat?
Oh, shit.
Stuck in there, mate.
So, you're telling me he just got his head through.
Got his head through and couldn't get through. And I'll tell you what happened. They had to... So, the female cat called John...
Okay, that's where they went wrong.
That's where they went wrong.
You don't... Yeah.
Was found with her head poking out of the end of the pipe and needed to be rescued by firefighters. Mm-hmm. Firefighters were called at 9:55 a.m. on Saturday and used small tools to rescue the feline before she was whisked away... What are these puns? Before she was whisked away to a local vet where the rest of the pipe was removed. And this is her at the vet.
Bro, all I'm saying is...
This is John at the vet.
All I'm saying is, this pussy got piped.
Why does John look traumatized? Look at John.
Bro, she just got piped. She's got given a piping.
Oh, don't talk about animals like that. Why would you talk about animals like that?
Because she did. She got a pipe stuck in her whole body. except her head.
I don't like that saying.
She couldn't get through.
Yeah? It's what makes a cat decide to go through a pipe?
Well, I feel like cats just want to squeeze through tight places. Like,
you know what?
Pussy tight places, you know?
Our cats aren't that adventurous anymore. They're slowing down.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Honestly,
it's sad to see.
Like 15. I honestly think they're that goat horn that they have, that they stole from the dog, it makes them high.
You reckon?
I think it acts like opium.
I'll Google it.
It acts like opium, kind of, I feel like.
Wait, Google it, Neela. Where's your laptop?
No, I Googled it last night and it didn't show up.
It's their way of dealing with aging. It's their opioid, you know? They're always high.
No, it's just Miley, though.
It's just one of them. But she looks
so
high.
She's also, like, 16.
Yeah, she's high as fuck.
So, oh, what?
What?
So, horns, their purpose is to serve as an air conditioning system of sorts during hot weather for
cats.
No, for goats.
For goats?
Yeah.
Well, that's not really what you asked, the internet.
Yeah, but I thought horns were for protection. Are they not?
Yeah. 100%. Bro, if you piss off a goat, what's it going to do?
It's going to horn you.
It's going to ram you up the ass with the horn.
Yeah, but apparently it's used for air conditioning.
Yeah. There's probably more uses for it, you know?
There's...
More than one.
Wait, hold on. Why? I don't know. I want to know the answer to this, because I feel like the cats do get high.
Oh, yeah. Look at her.
Does goats...
Just look at her right now, bro.
...make and cats high?
Maybe it's like catnip, but a goat horn.
Is catnip drugs?
Yeah.
Catnip.
Well, no, it's not drugs. It's actually good for them.
I have a really valid question. Put the phone away. I have a valid question.
Putting the phone away.
What would you ever consider
doing
drugs? And what drug would you consider?
Not right now.
Obviously not.
I think I would consider doing... I don't think so. The only one in a controlled environment I would like to do... it'd have to be in a controlled environment. I wouldn't just do it like...
What do you mean when you say controlled environment?
Just like in a room.
In a room.
Maybe mushrooms.
I thought about it, eh?
I feel like... I've heard that people do really cool, like, good thing. Like, they become really... Like, they could become really successful because they unlock, like, a new section in their brain.
Well, yeah, apparently it helps create...
It's creative.
New brain patterns
and
stuff like that. It promotes positive
change.
But
I'd probably only do it once just to see.
It'd have
to be in like a room.
I've wanted to try, not now, but like when I'm older.
Yeah, yeah.
Like when I'm like maybe in my 30s,
maybe
40s,
maybe once
you've
grown up a bit.
When I go, I want to go to like a tribe in Mexico and try ayahuasca.
Is that the stuff in a tent?
Yeah, I think so.
Pretty sure you like hotbox in a tent.
No, I don't know. I think it's a drink.
I wonder if our parents have done drugs.
I wonder.
Because mum says that she hasn't, but...
Bro, don't believe when mum...
I don't think I believe this stuff.
Bro, okay. Mum, look at mum's pantry, bro. bro, if you didn't know our mum and you just looked at the pantry, you'd be like, yeah, this person's definitely got...
Wait,
Neela,
tell us... Google what magic mushrooms
do.
What do
shrooms do to your body? Shrooms. That's how you say them.
No, magic mushrooms.
No, shrooms.
No, magic mushrooms.
Magic mushrooms just sounds like
something. Oh, I've got a fact for you while Neil searches that up. I've got a fact for you. So, you know Sheen? Sheen?
Yeah.
Yeah, like where...
How do you pronounce Sheen?
S-H-E-I-N.
No, how do you pronounce it?
Sheen?
No. It's actually pronounced Sheen. Sheen.
Do you mean magic mushrooms?
Yes.
Well, yeah, whatever. I just thought magic mushrooms were the ones on Mario Kart.
Magic mushrooms, mate.
Distortion of sound and vision, hallucinations, and tripping.
Okay, now search up. Do magic mushrooms.
And the effects on your body is nausea, vomiting. That is magic mushrooms.
No, do magic mushrooms. Do magic mushrooms.
What do magic mushrooms do to you in an intellectual level?
Yeah, that's a good, that's a good smart question. Word.
Yeah.
You've been reading.
Been reading, yeah.
I haven't been reading.
Been reading the Bible.
Remember the Making Waves book club?
I remember the Making Waves book club. I do. That's OG.
I've never participated in the Making Waves book club. I said I did, but I didn't.
Yeah, it was all me.
Yeah, it was all you.
Altering a person's thinking, sense of time, and emotions.
Yeah. See, I...
So how does it affect them creatively?
Temporarily scrambles a
creatively
network of brain areas involved in introspective thinking, such as daydreaming and remembering.
Remembering.
Maybe I need to take shrooms to remember how to speak Swiss German.
I think, I honestly think it actually could work. But the thing is, right,
wait, we're
athletes
on.
And we get tested
search
for
up,
drugs.
Search up. Do magic mushrooms help you relearn a language?
Oh, relearning a language with magic mushrooms.
Does that actually be sick? Would it actually happen?
So like every day you sit in front of the TV, watching some Swiss German TV.
With some magic mushrooms.
Have some magic mushrooms. See, I don't even think you need the TV to be on.
No, because you're tripping. You just relearn stuff.
You just go on Duolingo for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
With the shrooms.
I don't like Duolingo. It's kind of a scam.
Not going to lie. It gets very repetitive.
Is Duolingo a scam? Yes or no? Answer this question.
No, it's not a scam. I've learned.
No, but not a scam, but like... For how long you spent on it... Is the reward as good?
Well, yeah. No. To learn a language, you need to do 1,000 hours of practice. Normally. Like, if you want to learn Spanish or something. I've done nowhere near 1,000 hours.
How long have you done? Like 100?
Maybe, like, barely 50. I've barely scratched the surface.
What are you doing? What language?
Spanish.
Speak some.
Hola. Me llama Kilian. Estoy muy feliz con tu... ¿Cómo va tu?
So when Madrid posts, like Real Madrid posts a post, right?
Yeah.
Do you have to press translate to read it?
No.
I learned German and I didn't know anything about it. And I can speak in a, like,
Cap.
No. Go on.
Neil, I can't speak German.
You can't even speak English.
Okay. How are you supposed to learn? No, that's a violation.
Like, you know, like in general.
Neil speaks Franglish.
Franglish, yeah, that's Franglish. A good way to put it. Yeah. Neela mixes up between French and English. She has her own little language that only French and English speakers can understand.
Yeah.
It's not at all question. If you speak only English or if you only speak French, you won't understand Neela. You got to speak French and English.
English, yeah.
And then you can understand Neela. At home. At school. Oh, no, not at school because she doesn't go to school. At swimming or in a social atmosphere, she'll speak only English. But she won't only speak French. When she's speaking French, she's speaking English and French.
Why don't you just decide to speak one language and speak that one? Because I feel like when you speak both, it's just like, bro.
It's just like, I'm trying to decipher this, but it's a bit hard.
Yeah. I'm trying to listen, and then she goes, hello, my name is Je suis Nolan.
My name is not Nolan.
No, you know what I mean.
You know what we're saying.
You know what we're saying. Yeah. Anyways, move on.
Because if you were, like, English, right, and you were listening to Neela speak, you'd be like, hello, my name is Neela. I am
best in the world. I can speak French, but I just choose not to. No,
we don't bully.
Speak French right now.
No.
Do you think we should bring back bullying?
Every time.
Oh, bro. Fucking oath.
I honestly think... See, honestly, that's the thing.
No,
do you know why we bully Neela?
Don't... Look at her now.
No, because she doesn't know. Because she doesn't go to school, right?
Yeah.
And if... And when she doesn't go to school, she misses out on all those social opportunities.
Bullying.
So, bullying is one of
the... I love how you call bullying social opportunities.
So, dude. Honestly... If you look at the people who've never been bullied, you don't want to be like them.
But I've never gotten bullied.
Oh, no, but there's people that are bullied.
You've been bullied, mate.
By who?
You may not know it, but you've been bullied, buddy.
Yeah, you too, mate.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I've been bullied.
Right, guess who hanged out with me when they were two years
hanged
above?
Out.
Hmm?
Hanged out.
Hanged out.
Hanged out.
That's a word, isn't it?
Hung out.
Bro, okay. If we're going to talk about this, right? You know the word fun?
Fun, yeah.
Fun.
More fun?
More fun.
Yeah. Funner.
Funner. I use funner.
More fun.
People who say funner should not be a word, it's not a word. If I'm going to say that right in public, if I'm going to speak, and I say funner, and you correct me, the blood starts to boil, honestly.
I think...
funner is not a word. I know it's not a word.
It should be added to the dictionary.
You know exactly what I mean. Exactly what I mean when I say funner. Why would you correct me?
You're also making it less hard to say the same thing.
Funner seems funner more accurate than more fun. Funner is easier to say than more fun. I had more fun today.
Today was funner.
Today was more fun. No, today was funner. Sorry, how is that not in the dictionary? But brain rot can be in the dictionary. Brain rot won 2024 word of the year. Oxford really? Dictionaries.
I heard that but brat funner, was also one of the top
brat
words.
Brat was one of the other word of the year.
Is there two?
Brat, no, that's like dictionaries, bro.
So there's like... so brain rot's like the guy's version of the best word, and brat is the girl's version of the best word.
Brat is the independence word of the year.
What's independence?
It's like the woke shit.
Oh.
Yeah. No, but honestly, I'm going to clip this, and if people say...
I honestly, I agree with you. Funner should be a word. Yes, it should be a word. It's... bro, I use it so much.
I've been using it without knowing it wasn't a word for years. I'm pretty sure I used it in an assignment once.
Yes.
Funner.
Do you ever just like make up words?
Funner.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've made it up.
But like, there's so many people that say funner as well. It's like you didn't make it up.
Funnier. Funner.
There's a whole family of those words.
You know? There's funnier. How can funnier be a word but not funner? Honestly, I'm not going to ramble.
Maybe it's just too closely related. I don't know.
Right, and this is the last fact of the... this is the last little oddity news story. Man arrested in UK... wait, no, hold on. Okay. Man arrested in UK cheese heist where imposter stole $389,000 worth of cheddar cheese.
I mean, fair enough.
Authorities in London have arrested a 63-year-old man in connection with the cheese heist of 2024, in which tens of thousands of pounds of high-volume cheddar were stolen from a major distributor.
Honestly?
I would do it.
Hats off. I'd do it.
But he got caught.
Yeah, but still.
How much jail time is that?
6 months.
I don't know, because it surely... bro, I think jail time's associated with, like, whether you use violence or not.
Wait, what?
Whether you use violence or not.
Oh, okay.
So I'm assuming they didn't use violence, because, okay, why would you use violence while stealing cheese?
Yeah.
So, okay, you're stealing cheese, you're not stealing money. So surely you'd get a bit less. I know that back in the day, you used to be sent to Australia.
If you stole a loaf of bread.
So stealing a lot of cheese.
Piss you'd be on that boat coming to Australia. Your whole life changed. Shit. You're never coming back.
I should not have stolen that loaf.
Shit. That carrot I stole was not worth it.
Or you could be like, yes, I'm getting a free trip to a new country.
Yeah, you're never going back though.
Yeah, you're never going back.
Yeah, but like, who would want to live in 18th bro, honestly, century honestly, England?
I'd rather live in 18th century England rather than live in a place where nothing is built yet.
I beg to differ. I honestly beg to differ. England was so grim in the 18th century. It was grim. Like there was shit on the streets. It was like you were poor, you had to like fend for yourself. Bro, if you were given a trip to Australia and you survived, because there's a lot who died and got thrown overboard. Yeah. But if you survived that shit and you made it to Down Under, bro, dude, just set up a hut somewhere, you know?
Bro, it's hot.
Run away and go live with the Aboriginals.
It's hot.
I know it's hot.
Didn't like them,
But like,
bro, imagine you right now, because it's so fucking hot at the moment, which is, I'm going to ramble on about that in a minute. But imagine living in, like, when did they come here? Like 1780 some shit.
Yeah, some shit like that.
Yeah, when they came here, right? No aircon, just in a tent. You know that feeling when you're in a tent in the morning when you wake up and it's so hot?
Yeah.
Yeah. Every morning.
Yeah, or you can wake up like on the side of the street with rain and shit pouring on your face. What would you rather?
Rain.
In a nice, or you could just go to the beach. Go for a surf.
You're a criminal, mate. You're locked up.
I know you're locked up, but you could run away. You could escape.
And where are you going to go to? Ngungung?
Dude, you could get freed as well. Some convicts got freed.
Where are you going to go?
Stay there. Have your own house.
There weren't any houses, mate. It took them like 7 years. You can build it.
And then guess what? You can have your own slave. Yeah, you could.
Give us your fact, mate.
You could have your own slave.
Yeah. I have my own slave.
Anyways, I'm moving on. And I've got a news story. Just broke.
Okay.
Yesterday. I read about it. So there was this squirrel. His name was Peanut.
Yep.
And he had rabies.
He tragically... No, he didn't.
Didn't he?
I'll tell you what it was, okay? I'll give you the backstory and then you can go into all the coin shit and whatever the fuck. Yeah. All right? So there's an influencer out there. I don't know what his name is. And he had a pet...
Squirrel.
And he also had a pet raccoon. Yeah?
Yeah.
And this pet raccoon and pet squirrel were posted all over social media. They became famous with the guy and it was like wholesome and as shit. And then some person decided to report him to the police for having illegal animals in his household or some shit. And then...
The police came
and raided his home, right? They checked through everything. And then they took the animals and they euthanized them. Is that right? Is that the good word for them?
Dude, that just seems like a miscarriage of justice.
Yeah.
Why would you go... Dude, the guy's looking after animals and you're breaking into his house.
He wasn't even allowed... They were in his house for like 3 hours checking through everything and he wasn't even allowed in there.
That's a violation.
Just because he has a pet raccoon and a pet squirrel. And they killed both.
They killed both?
Mm-hmm. They could have put them in his because room. The raccoon bit someone.
Oh. Yeah, because he was being manhandled by the fucking... By the riot police, bro.
Yeah.
Anyways, so the squirrel died.
See, there's a deep meaning to the...
And Elon Musk spoke up and he created a coin.
Yep.
Called Peanut.
Yeah, that was the end.
And it got... It's like an online coin. So it got... Yeah. It didn't get minted, but it was like an online currency on crypto. And it got put up for one coin being worth 1 cent.
Yep.
I think. 0.1 cent. And then it went... It skyrocketed... And now it's at $2.50 or something shit. So whoever bought Peanut Coin when it first got released...
got $2.50.
Bro, they're balling right now, bro. They're balling. It did better than any other meme coin ever. So, yeah.
I should have bought a coin.
Justice for Peanut, bro.
Yeah, surely the owner got some money.
Yeah.
Bro, honestly, I'm actually really mad about this.
Yeah, ready? I'll show you the vid.
Bro, dude, if you're not allowed to own a raccoon... No, okay, not even owning. If you're not allowed to look after an animal...
Yeah.
What is this world come to?
Legit. See, this is Peanut the Squirrel. Had 440k on Instagram. And this is Peanut.
Aww.
And they killed it.
Yeah.
Both of them.
That's the raccoon, yeah. The owner's like devastated, bro.
Bro, I would be too.
See, that's the squirrel, bro.
Aww.
And then people killed.
Why would you kill them?
Because, I don't know, someone reported them.
Honestly, this world's fucked.
It is, eh?
Yeah.
Like, look at how well-trained this animal was. It's sad, eh?
Yeah.
I reckon if I scrolled on this, I'd probably start crying.
I honestly think I would too.
Oh, Neil.
It's ridiculous.
Imagine someone taking our pet and being like, fuck off. And they just use it.
Well, no, you're allowed to have a dog, but not a squirrel for some reason.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Dude, a dog's going to bite you. Pretty sure a squirrel probably won't.
Facts.
Or a raccoon. Bro, I want a raccoon.
Yeah, I want a raccoon too.
I want a squirrel.
Dude, and... what the fuck?
That was so cute.
Dude, and then rich people are allowed to own a fucking tiger in their house.
Rich people, bro.
Like a
or a shark in their aquarium.
They were allowed to own people, mate.
Dude, back in colonial Australia, you used to be able to have your own slave.
Yeah.
And now you can't even have your pet squirrel.
Fucking stupid.
Squirrels
are like
hard. Alright, give us general knowledge. I want to be competitive.
General knowledge okay. with Nilo Carell.
This is hard, by
speak
way.
Up, oh, so then people can hear
it's
you.
It's never too hard for me, mate. Two in a row. Let's see if I can make it three.
Okay. Number one. What is the smallest plant in... No. Planet. In our solar system, sorry.
Pluto.
No.
The moon.
No.
Uranus.
No.
Neptune.
No.
Mars. Mercury.
Yeah.
Mercury?
Yeah.
Yes.
Damn.
My balls.
Your balls.
Our planet.
Oh.
Which two countries have the longest shared international border?
USA, Norway, Mexico.
Sweden.
No.
Oh, China.
France, Germany.
No.
Russia.
No.
Oh.
Shared border.
Yeah.
Canada, USA?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Why did I say Mexico? I'm an idiot.
I didn't understand that question. So what do you mean by the longest shared border?
Well
they just share a border, mate.
The border in between US and Canada
has been around for the longest.
No, no. Longest, mate. Should I get the should
longest
I get the
kilometers.
Honestly.
Oh, okay.
I want to get half point.
No,
for that
no,
shit.
No, no,
that's
no, no. You're
stupid.
Not no, you're not getting a point for that.
One,
I guessed
one,
it.
1-1.
What is the human body's largest organ?
Penis.
No. Lungs.
Oh, the
lungs.
Intestines. Yes, the
longest organ.
Yes,
no.
Isn't it
the large intestine?
No,
the poo thing. It's just stuff that the food goes in.
The small intestine.
No,
the largest organ.
That's it's yes. The intestine, mate.
Your heart.
No.
What else is there?
It's not your gallbladder. I'll tell you that.
You see it every day.
You see, you're nuts.
No.
My largest organ. Well, obviously.
Wait, you see it every day.
Yeah, you see it
every
your
eyes.
Face.
No.
Brain.
No.
You just yourself.
No.
What?
Do you want to tell you?
No, no, no.
No.
Penis?
I already said penis. I already tried that.
Your bum.
Your stomach.
No.
Wait, how? Wait, you see it?
Yes, you can. I can see it right now.
Right now, your legs.
You can. No. You can see it by yourself. You can see it.
The human body.
No.
The largest organ.
What organ?
Dude, what organ can you see right now?
Wait, can you see it on? Can I see it on myself?
Yes.
I can see it.
Your muscles.
No.
Hair.
No.
Feet.
Come on, can I just
tell veins?
No.
Say it.
No, no, don't. Get out of here.
Fuck off.
Get out. No. No,
you know,
no, it's your, it's the intestine.
She's right. She's right. No, and she's right. Bro, don't even search this up. She's 100% right. I can't believe we didn't get that.
Wow, it's like you're such a scam. That's not an organ. That's like
it's an organ.
How?
It is.
All right, so we both don't get a point.
No, we don't get a point.
What is the deadliest world... No, animal in the world, sorry.
A viper.
A python, mate.
No.
A cobra.
No.
A rattlesnake.
No, no.
Crocodile.
It's a no. Spider.
No.
Shark.
No.
Lion.
I was so shocked when I heard this, no.
Oh, mosquito? The ant.
Yeah.
Mosquito. Yeah. I saw it on the top, Killian's top 100 most deadliest things in the world. Remember that book? You had?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, world natural disasters.
Yeah.
2-1, mate. Get good.
Yeah.
In Greek mythology, who was known as the messenger of gods?
Spartan.
No.
Okay, no. I have to get this.
That's unfair. I wouldn't know this shit.
The messenger of gods. I know who it is. I just don't know the name. The messenger of gods.
Yeah.
The Pythia? Well, that's the church.
The messenger of God, mate.
No.
I actually don't know.
Killian, Can I give you a hint?
Yeah, give me a hint.
Actually, no.
Also known as a famous, like, expensive brand of bags.
Gucci.
No.
The Gucci.
Versace.
No.
Expensive bag of bags. Bro, what the...
Alright, give us the answer.
Hermes.
Oh,
yeah.
Hermes?
Hermes, yeah.
How's that a bag? I've never heard of that.
Well, Hermes traveled to the underworld to go visit it.
Alright, so it's still 2-1.
Yeah.
How many colours will you find in a regular bag of M&Ms?
4.
5.
No.
6.
6.
Yeah.
3-1, mate. Oh, shit! Shit!
Where on the food pyramid do eggplants belong?
Vegetables.
No.
Meat.
Legumes.
No.
Carbs. What,
like 5th on the food pyramid?
No.
Grains.
No.
Solid.
No.
Carbs.
No.
Water.
No.
That's fish.
It's a legume, buddy.
You forgot one.
Vegetable.
No.
Fruit.
Yes. I searched it up.
Get out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
Me too.
Located in which U.S. state?
Arizona.
Nevada.
Yes.
Oh, fuck. 3-3. Fuck off. I played Atfall late in there. 3-4. I should know.
Yeah.
Wait, who's winning?
Killian.
It's not 3-4.
No, it's 3-3.
No, I've been counting.
How? It's 3-3.
I'm counting.
But we've... How many questions we have left?
We have 2. And you guys didn't answer.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't get Hermes.
You didn't get Hermes.
Or skin.
No, that was near. No one got skin or Hermes.
Yeah.
So it's 3-3.
No, it's 3-4.
No, it doesn't make sense.
It's 3-3. Trust me.
It's 3-3.
Yeah, it's 3-3.
What temperature does water boil at?
100.
Yes.
Shit, now it's 4-3. Yeah. One more question?
Yes.
Shit.
Which animal can be seen on the Porsche logo?
Porsche. A cat.
No.
A lion? Tiger.
No.
Horse.
Yes.
Horse.
4-4 all you guys.
We tied.
Hold on. Let's talk about something else.
Horse?
The last one.
Horse. That's Ferrari. Wait,
well, you guessed it, buddy. The fuck's the cat doing?
Porsche logo.
Look at the cat.
She's high.
Porsche logo.
Fuck.
Oh, it actually is a horse.
It's a horse. Yeah, it's a horse.
I should know this. This is my job.
It looks like a stag, though. Are you sure it's
stallion? Bro, it's a horse, mate. Don't try to change it. Why is there eyelashes on the Porsche logo?
Eyelashes.
Huh. Wait. Alright, what's your dream car, mate?
A Porsche 911.
GT3 RS?
Yeah, GT3 Perfect. RS.
It's a fucking beautiful
black
car.
Black matte.
Black?
With some red.
Wait, black
highlights.
Matte. Oh, no, they're getting black matte.
Not matte, but like...
Nah, red.
Fuck that.
Bro, ready? I'll
black,
show you.
Black with red highlights. Oh.
GT3 RS. Look at this shit, mate.
Nah, it looks better with black and then red on the... Black. I can't believe I didn't get Hermes.
Yeah, that's fucking...
I'm actually disappointed.
All right, well, while we wait for Neil...
Okay, I got one.
Okay.
What highly sought-after item of the modern age was created anonymously under the pseudonym Satoshi Nakamoto?
The wheel?
No.
What the fuck? I didn't even understand that.
No.
Fire?
No. Come on, we were just talking about this other, like, 10 minutes ago.
Well, I didn't even understand the question because you fucked up that many words.
No.
A Bitcoin?
Yes.
I didn't understand. Bro.
I won.
I didn't even understand the question.
I won.
Bro, this is Neela reading it. What Pacific automation was equated by Satoshi Nakamoto?
You're a sore winner and a sore loser.
Bro. Fair play.
No, that made... Fair play.
To be fair, I didn't understand the question.
Yeah.
You got to agree with me. I didn't... She fucked up.
Honestly, I'm not going to take it as a win because I didn't get Hermes, and I'm actually really disappointed I didn't
get
Hermes.
It's all right.
I knew about Hermes as well. I just couldn't get his name.
Well, I got a few true and false questions for you, Killian.
Oh!
I can guarantee you're not going to get... If you can get more than 2...
True or false?
2.
Is this history?
Out of the 5? No.
Oh, well, then I'm probably right.
If you can get more than 2 out of 5, I'll be highly impressed.
Okay.
Right, ready? Very well. I'll pack up the whole podcast. All right?
If I get more than 2 out of 5, what are you going to do? You pack up the whole podcast. Yeah, obviously, mate. I'm going to edit it after this. You're going to have to pack up myself, anyway.
Mate. Yeah. All right. The longest river in the world is the Amazon River, not the Nile.
True.
Yes, true, depending on the measurement. Volcano has more... No, fucking hell. Venus has more volcanoes than Earth. True or false?
False.
It's true. The element with the highest atomic number is... What the fuck? Wait, I'm not going to do it.
Say it.
Ununceptium. Element 117. True or false?
True.
Yeah, it's true. Okay, you have to get the next two right to be a god. There are exactly 100 billion stars in the Milky Way galaxy. True or false?
100 billion?
Mm-hmm.
False.
Yeah, you're right. The first person to propose the heliocentric model of the solar system was Aristarchus of Samos.
False.
It's true.
Oh, I thought the Arabics invented it.
Yeah. Hold on, mate.
Three out of five. It's not bad. Good. And I didn't guess them either.
Yeah.
The ones I guessed, I got wrong.
Right, so final thing before we end the pod. Neil has a history fact for us.
Damn, okay.
Do you want me to read it?
No, because my writing is really hard.
No, I can read it. I'll read it.
No, Neil will read it. You got to read it loud, though. Oh, yeah, wait.
That's why I should
read
it.
I'll read it. Oh, Killian should read it. Thank you. Okay, what's this about?
This is the first one, and the next one you have to
turn
the page.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's long.
There's a lot.
I'll read the second. I'll read the second.
Okay, first one. All British tanks are equipped to make tea.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, bro. Dude, there's nothing better than having a cuppa in the fucking
honestly,
Panzer tank, mate. There's nothing worse than needing a brew and not having a kettle. That's why all tanks in the British Army have a tea-making facilities. It started in World War II because British soldiers kept stopping for tea breaks and getting caught out by the Nazis. So you write your Z so weird. That is honestly a psychopath. It's like a G.
The fuck is that?
Anyways, so the tanks were filled with kettles to make sure they could have their tea on the go.
Smart, actually.
That's a smart idea, especially if you don't want to get gunned down by Nazis.
Honestly, I don't understand why you'd risk your life for a cup of tea, though, to be honest.
That's very British.
It is?
It's very British.
Let me read the next one, mate.
Well... Yeah.
You have to turn the page.
The United States government tried to introduce rain by bombing clouds. Aren't they doing that now with the fucking...
How could you bomb a cloud?
Civil War General Edward Powers had noticed that it often rained in the days following a battle. Based on this,
I knew I had to read it.
A new total experience. Powers concluded that noise agitated clouds and triggered precipitation. In his defense, Powers wasn't the only person to think this. Both Plutarch and Napoleon had drawn... had drawn similar conclusions 20 years after Powers showed his hypothesis. The US government decided to run an experiment. They armed scientists with dynamite and kites and put Powers' idea to the test. Unsurprisingly, it did not work.
Bro, Plutarch was a Greek philosopher in bloody 400 BC. Why would you think that he was right?
Bro, it's
and
US.
Napoleon was more suited to battle than fucking clouds and making it rain.
Oh, I think they've figured it out now. Have you heard about the rain farming shit?
Rain farming.
Rain farms.
Yeah, but you're not bombing the clouds, are you?
I feel like it could be true. Oh my god, they're idiots. It's just smoke in the air.
What?
I don't know.
What?
What?
It's alright.
Smoke in the air.
Just disregard what I just
said.
Can
you just elaborate on smoke in the air?
It's alright.
It's alright.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
You're right.
This keeps like creaming on me. I don't know what it is.
Bro, stop touching it.
It's like wet.
Stop touching it.
Sorry.
Dude, you just can't keep your hands to yourself, can you?
I can.
You're honestly like the ADHD kid of the family. Not even me.
Mate, don't even try to palm this off on me, mate.
Buddy, you just can't sit still. I can.
I'm sitting still.
Now you are, because I told you off for it.
Ready? I'll sit still for the rest of the pod.
There is no rest of the pod, buddy. You got nothing else planned, buddy.
I don't have anything else planned.
Yeah.
Right, well, this has been the Make Waves podcast.
It's not the Making Waves podcast.
The Brocast.
The Brocast. Get it right, mate.
The Brocast.
The Brocast. The Brocast. The Brocast.
Thank you for listening. Heads.
Thank you guys for listening. See you later. Hot, what are you going to say?
Bye.
Bye.